Morning Watch. Crystallization, study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 8. Building the wall of the city for the protection of the church as the house of God. Tuesday. Related verses. Nehemiah 4, verses 6 and 19. Verse 6. So he built the wall, and all the wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a heart to work. Verse 19. And I said to the nobles, the rulers, and the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated on the wall, each far from the other. Colossians 2, verse 19. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together, by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. Ephesians 2, verses 19 to 22. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Ephesians 4, verses 15 and 16. But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Related reading. In many of the local churches, there is the real enjoyment of life in the house, but as far as the city is concerned, there are still some breaches in the wall. This is why after Zerubbabel, Joshua, and Ezra, there is the need of Nehemiah for the building up of the wall of the city. The enemy hates this even more than the building of the temple. The enemy knows that the building of the house can be destroyed, but once the building of the city is completed, there is the safeguard of the wall as a defense to protect the house. So what we need for the long run is the building up of the wall. Christ must not only be our life, but also our head, not only our enjoyment, but also our authority. There are so many divorces in America today, simply because people want the enjoyment of marriage without recognizing the headship. If a couple feels happy, they enjoy marriage, but when they feel unhappy with each other, they get a divorce. If they realized that they are not only in the marriage life, but also under the headship, there would be no divorce. Brothers and sisters, under the headship, we have no choice. We are under the divine authority. We must all see the life and the headship. Then we will not only have a house, but also a city with a strong and high wall. If I have realized the headship of my Lord, whether I am happy with the other saints or not, I am simply one with them. I have no choice. I am not only in his life, but also under his headship. I see the headship and I am under it. The real building of the city is to help all the brothers and sisters to realize the headship of Christ. If we are only in the life of Christ but know nothing of the headship of Christ, there may be breaches in the wall. We may build up the church as the house in the life of Christ, but to have the church as the city, we must realize the headship of Christ. To have a church not only as a house, but as a city for protection, we must go further to take the headship of Christ. We all need to have our will exercised, renewed, and transformed so that it will be under the headship of Christ. Our will must be in submission to the head. then we will be settled. As members of the body, which is expressed by the local church, we must be willing to be under the headship of Christ. Then we will build up our part of the wall, and there will be no breach. The book of Nehemiah tells us that each one must build up his part of the wall. I cannot build for you, and you cannot build for me. Everyone must build up his own part. With the building up of the wall, the work is mainly with the stronger ones, because this is a matter of fighting. This is not a matter of the emotion, but a matter of the will. Whether I like it or not, I still must build the wall. Whether it is easy or hard, I still must do it. There is no choice. I must submit myself to the headship of Christ so that the wall can be built up. All the local churches need the building up of the wall. If we have seen the local church as the expression of the body, then we must see that the body is under the headship of Christ. We as members are under this headship. There is no choice. We must all be under the authority of Christ. Then the wall will be built. The wall constitutes the city, and the city in typology signifies the kingdom, the government. The Lord is in the house, but the king is in the city for the kingdom.